Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi-demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, same podcast, one year apart, the fourth.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod for the last time in 2023.
You're not going to hear from us for a year.
We will disappear.
You'll never hear from me again.
Ugh, heartbreaking.
What are you going to do?
That's our reminder to you all that this is our last episode before we go on winter break. We'll be back on the 14th of January. So, I'll mark that down, besties. Also, buy our book. For winter holidays.
For the holiday.
You know, time. My cousin was like, hey, here are the details of the book exchange. And I said, hey, if you bring my book, I will sign it. It's, you know, good. Just an incentive.
I hope
everyone gets my book for the book exchange. Because my cousin did specifically say this year that it should be a book that you've read and you enjoyed so that people don't just, like... I think the How Not to Be a Dick or Asshole or whatever it is book will probably still be there. But
yeah,
I hope everyone else just brings my book. And it's just a big trading.
Because well, it'd be kind book. Of rude if they didn't.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be something they enjoy. So then like by not bringing it, what are they saying?
What are they saying? Like, are they saying they enjoyed something more? Are they saying
they didn't even read it?
Are they saying... I'm a loser and they don't love me and I should leave?
Probably. I think that's the most logical conclusion to jump to, yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough out there.
Yeah.
I think that's all. Merch, we have it. Buy it for yourself, your loved ones, your dog.
My cat, who's making a lot of sounds right now.
Delicious.
You already ate dinner! She's trying to reach her hand up into the food machine. To pull it out.
She doesn't have a thumb.
Doesn't work like that.
Amazing.
Well, what are you going to do?
Bogey got double breakfasted the other day because he's a swimmer.
I know. Yeah, it happens.
All right. Well, in that event, Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week, we're talking about the same thing we talk about every year at this time, which is ourselves.
Yes. 'Tis the season for being obsessed with yourselves.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's always that season, but it's especially that season now.
Now, more than ever, love yourself.
Okay. Shall we just dive in?
Well, we can probably explain, just in case.
That's a good idea. You've been very distracted by cats this whole time.
I'm, like, really worried you're going to be able to hear her, but I can't stop her at this point without...
At this point... Listen, y'all, if you can hear weird noises, it's just cat.
Yeah.
We're going to have to live with it.
It's just, you know. Anyway.
Sometimes cat, you know.
Sometimes cat. Years ago, Billie Eilish started doing a series with Vanity Fair where she would do a video with them every year, basically answering the same questions. And you could like see how she progressed and like her career and her personal life or whatever. And we said, I want to do that. So we started doing that 4 years ago. Different questions. Mm-hmm. We made our own questions.
Imagine if we just asked ourselves Billie Eilish's questions. How many Grammys do you have? Yeah, zero. Literally. Thank you.
Zero. Thanks. Next. So this is the fourth time we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Number one question.
Yes.
Oh, I said that weird. Question number one. Uh-huh. What's your nam?
My nam is Kayla Marie Kazika.
Wow, you're just doxing yourself.
I mean, I feel like it's probably out there.
My name is Sarah Costello. If you want to find my middle name, it's not that hard to find, but you got to do the work yourself. No, I am going to censor you. Let the children search for themselves.
There's no way we've never said your middle name in an episode.
Probably not. I'm like, there's like, probably we have, I mean.
Okay.
I want to give them a slight challenge.
Okay. If you say so.
If they're really dedicated.
Okay, well, I tried to tell you and she wouldn't
let me. It's giving TikTok user con, you know?
I don't know.
She's the girl who consensually doxes people.
Oh, okay.
Do you know her? She's great. Okay. She works miracles.
I love that for her.
She can find, basically, she finds out people's birthdays based on nothing but their TikTok.
Oh, that's silly.
And everyone's like, I bet you can't get mine. And then she's like, yeah, I can.
She's like, just
and
wait.
Let me tell you how.
I love that.
Very good. Anyway.
Good for her.
My name is Sarah Costello.
Yep.
Esquire. I'm not an Esquire.
Nope. B-A.
B-A. I was thinking yesterday about how I'm the least educated person in my nuclear family because I only have one degree.
That is tough. But do any of them have published books?
No.
Exactly.
Do they have patents?
Yes. Well, nothing to be done there.
My sister is published in like Medicare booklets.
Oh, that's fun. That probably gets more readers than our book does, if I'm honest.
No.
Damn, that's tough. It should.
It's not like a booklet for ye old 65-year-old. It's like a very detailed thing about like Colorado.
Oh, okay, less fun.
I don't actually really know what it is, but I know sure. It is.
Well,
anyway. I don't even know if it's Colorado. Anyway, what's today's date? We are recording on December 4th, 2023. It is Kim Suk-jin's birthday. He is 31 and he is in the military.
And it's 10:56 p.m.
It's 7:56 p.m.
Good.
Nice. Time zones. They still exist.
Ugh, unfortunately.
How old are you?
I am 26.
Here's the thing, Kayla. You've been 26 for like 7 months.
I'm never sure about.
You shouldn't so have
confidently.
To think.
Ever since COVID, I just don't. I never know how old I am.
Like, why do I know I'm 26 when I've only been 26 for a month and change?
I don't know.
Ugh, unbelievable. All right. How do you identify as a problem?
Oh,
but not really. I'm so non-confrontational.
Yeah, but you are my problem.
That's so romantic.
So sweet.
Love.
Sarah identifies as Kayla's problem.
To be clear, I'm not owned by Kayla. I'm like a community problem.
Yeah.
She owns a lot of stock.
I have the majority share, I think. No?
My parents?
I've got to be pretty close.
You can duke it out with Julie on that.
I mean, I'll give Julie majority share, but I've got to be like pretty high up there, I feel like.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I identify as a man-hater. Maybe it's even a misandrist some days.
Misandrist is how you would pronounce that.
Some days.
Are you trying? What are you doing?
I don't know. I am.
Are you trying to get canceled?
I don't think you can cancel me for being a misandrist.
Someone will try. Or someone could try.
The type of person that would try to do that, that's okay. You know,
I don't think they're listening right now.
I don't know that they're listening, and I don't know that I care.
Let's just keep going.
Okay. I am a woman, and I am a biromantic demisexual.
Slay. I forgot that this includes gender. I identify as an Arrowace. A human person?
Every year we creep closer to my prophecy.
No, but also every year I'm just like, but like, is it worth actually changing anything? No.
Gender apathy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One day I'll get you.
One day Kayla will get me with a net.
Didn't one of our friends recently see you and be like, are you
non-binary yet? Yeah.
Perry has done that. My roommate Perry, who is our friend from college, has asked me that about you before. They started like they-theming you one time, and I was like, no, and they were like, oh, really? I was
really?
Like, yeah, I know. I'm waiting too. We're all waiting.
Well, everyone's on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Once again, I'm not pressuring Sarah into identifying a different way. I just have a prophecy that's waiting to be fulfilled is all.
She is prophetic. She is a soothsayer.
I am.
A Sarah sayer, if you
I'm
will.
I'm a Sarah sayer, so I'm just waiting, you know.
Great. So how do I... I don't care. Okay. Next question. How many social media followers does the pod have? I also don't care.
Let's look. On Instagram, we have 9,634.
I would like to go back. Hold on. Woman and I don't care. You know? Not like a general I don't care.
Hold on. No, I don't have anything funny.
Bitch who doesn't care.
A woman without a care.
Without a care in the world.
Yeah.
I have a lot of cares in the world, actually. There's a lot to worry about.
There's much to care about.
We'll get there. Anyway, how many social media followers does this pod have?
Like 9,600 something on Instagram. I think it's around the same for TikTok. Twitter, I don't look at her anymore, really. So who's to say?
I feel like the platforms that we've focused on for this question have changed dramatically.
Yeah, well, because Twitter used to be like our main
place,
and now it's like Instagram, but even that
our TikTok has 9,173.
Yeah.
I don't care to go on our Twitter. So that's we fair. Won't know.
It's fair. We don't use it.
We don't use
so.
It.
So Twitter died.
I don't even use my personal Twitter. I only use my BTS Twitter.
I haven't been on Twitter in forever.
I use it a lot. Like, I use Twitter quite a lot, but only my BTS Twitter.
Fair.
But it's not, I don't only get BTS from it.
Mm-hmm.
How many patrons does the pod have? That's a great question.
Oh, I was looking at that the other day. I want to say like 150 something, but that could be.
Bestie, I have this crazy, so this wild thought, which is that we can check.
You can check. I'm like in a precarious, I'm bedcasting. So like my mic is set up on my knee. So I really like I'm a limited range of mobility at this time.
Okay, no, we don't have 273. That's not right. I want active. Active.
Mm-hmm.
Do we maybe only have 100 exactly?
Damn.
That's so silly. We have less than before.
Yes. I love that.
With the economy these days, you know.
Understandable.
We appreciate all of our patrons very much. Past present, and future.
Future.
You didn't say present. That's really mean.
And future. No, we do. I feel like we don't talk about the Patreon a lot, but speaking of, I guess, we have had a project for, I feel like, over 2 years now to transcribe every podcast episode from the past, and we are finally basically there. There's only like there's a couple like very recent like from the past couple months episodes that are still missing.
Mm-hmm.
But basically it's done, and this has been like a 2 year project. We've had like I feel like 10 different transcribers over the years just like cycling through. So, and that's all because of the patrons that we were able to afford it. It's not cheap. You know, we want to pay people, not just like do it through the computer.
We want to pay people for their labor.
Well, it's also usually been like A-spec and queer people too, which has been really nice. So yeah, that's been really exciting. It's been a very long and hard project, but we're very excited that the pod is more accessible. So
Slay. Thank you to anyone who has transcribed our videos ever. Videos? Our podcasts ever.
Yes. Yes. Thank you to everyone who has funded and who has helped.
Mm-hmm. Some people have done both.
Probably true. Yeah.
I think.
Probably.
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Slay. Next question. Do you have a job?
Yes.
What is it?
It's the same as last year and maybe not the year before. I might have just been about to. So anyway, I work at niche.com as a marketing person.
Is that your title? Marketing person?
No, it's associate community manager.
That means nothing.
Hoping to knock off the associate soon because I'm 26. So.
You got
to
manage that community by yourself.
I literally do manage it by myself, so there's no reason for associate to be there. It's just corporate bullshit. Anyway,
I also have a job. It's congrats. Also the same as my job last year. Job.
Yep.
I work at a production company.
Yep.
We produce We actually have a show coming out every Wednesday.
I followed its Instagram and I already have like all of my roommates and neighbors ready to watch it. So you have like six fans ready fans.
If you live in Canada, it will air before our next podcast comes out.
Oh, shit. Are you going to say what it is or are we just going to?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Wild Card. It's going to be on the CBC in Canada. Uh-huh. And in the U.S., it's going to be on the CW. In Canada, it's premiering on January 10th. In the U.S., it's premiering January 17th.
On, no. There's a girl, the main woman in it is from Riverdale. So that's how I know her.
Yeah. We got one from Riverdale and we got one from Grey's Anatomy.
Love that.
They posted the first Instagram post and all of the comments were like, oh my god. It's Tony and DeLuca, which were their characters' names on Riverdale and Grey's Anatomy.
It's the crossover of the cench.
Anyway, watch that show so maybe I can make more money.
I plan on watching it. Don't worry about
it. I've watched it many times, except for episode...
I've seen some clips. I've seen the show binders.
Except episode 9. I haven't seen episode 9 yet.
I've seen a lot of set diagrams.
Yeah.
That were a little weird, a little upsetting to look at, actually. The human figure drawings in them were upsetting to me.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen every episode except for the 9th one.
It must be confusing.
Yeah. I mean, we jumped straight from 8 to 10, and I was like, damn, there were some major plot points that happened in 9 that I have.
I already know something that's going to happen in season 2. I haven't even seen season 1.
We know the secret.
I know the secrets. I know the secrets. What are you going
to
do?
Hi, this is Sarah from the future. To be clear, we're not actually renewed for a season 2 yet. I just, as I was listening to this editing, I had this fear of like a really dedicated Vanessa Morgan fan stumbling upon this podcast and being like, oh my god, they just announced season 2 on this podcast. No, we didn't. We did not. Anyway, Vanessa Morgan fans, love you. Bye.
All right. Where do you live? In my house.
In Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I live in North Hollywood.
Yep.
Nice. What's your relationship status? Vibing?
You saying that makes it like seem like you're dating.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Like you, like I'm just saying.
Vibing in a single way?
Yeah. I just saying that seems like you're being like mysterious and like, you know.
No. No, I'm just vibing.
Just vibing. I am in a relationship. Our anniversary is in 10 days.
Wow. How many?
5.
Wow. Older than this recurring pod topic.
Well, I thought you were going to say the podcast, and I was like, that's not true. No. But older than this concept, yes.
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 What was the best part about this year pod-wise? Book.
Duh.
We did book. We release book. We did audiobook. We release audiobook. We did book event at the Strand, at Literati, at Poets. Something and something.
Bus Poets.
Busboys and Poets.
Poets, yes. I was going to say Poets and Quants, but that's a website.
GR Mom from The Golden Ratio, she released a book like a week or two ago, and she was saying how she was doing an event at Busboys and Poets. And I was like,
I did that. I did that. Yes. All things book. What did we answer? Because was the book like announced this time last year?
Yeah. It was already on pre-order, bestie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the year.
February. It was the year before.
It was the year before this that we were like, hee hee hee.
Hee hee hee.
Oh, yes, because we write the link. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Published authors.
Published authors.
How silly. What was the worst part about this year, pod-wise?
I was definitely feeling like very burnt out like midway through the year. Pod-wise.
I was just gonna say like we continue to just never have topics. We just continue to never have ideas.
Yeah. I think I like after the book stuff was done, we did this very silly thing where I guess it was my fault because I do like our like scheduling with like guests or people of the outside world, but I just kept pushing everything off until like March, guests and being on other people's stuff. Cause I was like, we just have too much going on. And then like March and April hit. And then I was like, I want to quit the podcast. I was like so overwhelmed. And then we got through it and it was like fine, but that wasn't fun.
Yeah. It's like in Parks and Rec where she schedules everything on March 31st.
Which, unfortunately...
She doesn't think it exists.
Yeah, but it does. That's literally what I did.
It was quite literally.
Yeah.
RIP. What was the worst part about this year, personally? I continue to suffer.
This past, like, 2 weeks, honestly, have been pretty bad.
Yeah, you've had a lot happen.
Like, I've definitely had, like, you know, some stressful times. Throughout the year, but like the most concentrated, like, was last week probably.
Yeah.
Which was like, it was a nice reminder that in general, like, life is pretty good. Cause I was like, oh, I haven't like had to feel this way for a while.
Yeah.
But, yep. I would also say going back to bad things for the pod, like when the book was about to come out or was like out for review, that was not a great time. Looking at reviews I was like,
Kayla, you need to stop.
I had to block a lot of websites on my computer and my phone and my work phone and my work computer and my iPad and every device I had. That wasn't fun. Because it's just like, you know, we worked really hard on it. And obviously not everyone is going to like everything, but it wasn't fun, obviously. So, but we made it through and lots of people have said very lovely things, so.
Yeah. Worst part about this year personally. So are you saying the last week?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, bad
recency
stuff
bias.
Recency bias. Like, bad stuff has definitely happened, but it's not been like... The other things I would say I'm not going to share here. So
it's almost like we have personal lives that we don't share every detail of publicly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A really silly, funny thought.
Yeah,
we do share probably way too much.
Yeah, but we you know can't share everything.
There are
don't want to get in trouble.
Wee woo, wee woo. Worst part about this year, personally, I feel like this year's been kind of just a roller coaster mental health wise for me. Like not for any particular reason, just because my brain's like time to be ill. And then there have been situations that have not been like, I don't know, just work has been work.
Yeah.
And I will not elaborate further. Watch my show.
Watch her show.
I'm actually not credited anywhere on the show.
Which is so fucked. Anyway, I'm mad about it.
But sometimes I'll see a line and I'll be like, that line is in there because of me.
I cannot believe you're not credited. That's the worst part of my year.
Okay.
So.
What was the best part about this year, personally? We published a book.
Yeah, we published a book. I've seen Sarah infinitely more than I would on a usual year, which has been really good.
I sent you the world's best shirt.
The world's literal best shirt. Oh, you also gave me the decorated Jeff Bezos,
photo card with the top loader.
Yeah, it's hanging up in my office so that Jeff Bezos can watch over me as I perform my capitalism. And my roommate just noticed it for the first time today, and he was like, "Is that Jeff Bezos?" And then we remembered that we had taken a Polaroid picture of Newt Gingrich for our other roommate to hang up in their room.
Good.
So now we just need to make sure all of us have something,
the
you know.
Newt. Yeah. Newt.
Book, Sarah. I feel like I've strengthened some friendships this year, which has been really nice.
I think I've strengthened my arms this year.
That's good.
Congrats to my arms.
Congrats to your arms. I've kept up with my fitness. In October of last year, I started doing yoga, and I've been consistent with it for a year, which I've never been consistent with exercise before. So huge, huge news.
I have been better about my exorcism too, because I need it for my brain.
Yeah.
And it was way better for me when I had an organized exorcism, but now I'm a big kid.
Yeah.
I don't have an organized exorcism.
You don't have an after school exorcism club.
I have to exorcism myself.
Yeah.
Well, right now, me and my sister-in-law are doing a group exorcism.
Good. Always better with friends.
Always better with friends. But I have here, y'all can't see it, I have here this handy dandy little calendar with a yumi on every page. And I put a little star on it every time I do an exercise. So Kayla, you tell me how I've done, all right?
We've definitely done this before. Maybe we weren't recording though.
We weren't. This was February. Not very good.
Not good.
But to be fair, we published a book.
Yeah, we were busy.
This is March.
Very good.
It's pretty good. This is April. That's
pretty good. Very good.
This is May.
Not as good.
This is June.
Not good.
This is July.
Not good.
This is August!
Very good.
This is September.
Good.
This is October.
Good.
This is November.
Good.
And that week off was because I was ill and I was trying to fix my back.
Fair.
That was on purpose.
Good. She was recovering.
This is December. We're only 4 days.
To be seen. TBD.
Anyway, what?
Next.
What are we doing? Rate your mental health 1 to 10.
Right now or like the year?
Year.
5.25. Give it like a 7.5.
Slightly above average.
Yeah.
I don't...
That's tough.
A 6 seems too high.
Yeah.
I feel like I've really been living in like the 4 to 6 range.
Yeah. If only there was something we could do to help that.
I actually can't read. And that's really inhibiting.
Finding a therapist. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
I have to talk to my sister about my insurance. Ah, okay.
That's the worst part of your year is getting kicked off your parents' insurance.
Oh my God, so true.
Mm-hmm.
One more dentist. One more dentist. One more dentist. One more dentist. if I can get in off the wait list. But I've done it every time, so.
You can do
How
it.
How confident are you in your identity, 1 to 10?
Like a 9.
I think I'm an 8. I'm confident in the fact that I just,
Yeah, I like don't want to, I feel like a 10, but I don't feel like I... You know, I always want to leave.
Feel like
a little
you can't
room.
Give yourself a 10.
Yeah. Room for growth. You never know, you know?
Yeah. Because we've talked about our relationship with our bodies as aspects, how comfortable do you feel in your own body 1 to 10?
This is tough because I've been having a tough couple, like, body weeks.
When I have a tummy ache, not that good.
Not good. This one's hard for me because it really, it like, varies closely linked to my period and my cycle. Like I get very bloated on my periods, so then like I know that my period is coming when I start looking at myself and being like ugly.
The moon.
I don't know, I'd say like a 6.
I was gonna give myself a 6.5 and I changed my mind. I would also say a 6.
Okay,
what did I say last year?
I'll have to scroll, let me look. You literally last year also made people guess what your middle name was.
Hell yeah.
Piece of shit.
You're not very far into the episode.
No, I'm trying to like make sure I don't scroll past anything, but you also said that you live at your house last year. Jokes
yeah.
are very unoriginal.
I'm consistent.
Okay, last year I was also at a 6. You said whatever number I said last year, 2 numbers lower than that.
Fuck!
Maybe 1.5 lower, depends on what I said. Did I say 6? 6 is my go-to. And then I said that you had said, last year you said better than the year before that, so now you're back down. But you didn't ever give numbers. So you you were at whatever you were at the first year, then you went up, then you went down. And then now you're at 6, I guess.
I'm at 6.27. No, 6.2825.
You said, well, next year when we check in, I'll be like 2 below last year, which is higher than the year before. And I said, this
what
is like
a
last.
What does that even mean?
I was like, this is like a math problem if Sarah said 2 below last year, but last year was higher.
Well, this year I said,
and you said
6.
That you weren't good at story problems, and that's why you failed AP Calc.
It's true. I didn't fail the class. I failed the test. I failed the AP test.
Yeah.
I got an A minus in the class.
Yeah. Well, there's your answer, I guess. I can't wait to do this again next year.
Well, I gave a number for the first time ever. I gave a number. 6.2825.
Okay, perfect. I cannot wait to check in on this next year. This is really cutting edge stuff.
I'm consistent. What can I say?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do about it?
How often do you should? I feel like I don't actually should that often, but I also don't combat the shoulds very often. I just don't.
Interesting.
I don't mean that like I've grown beyond shoulding. I just mean I think I've grown beyond thinking.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything in there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't know. I feel like I've gotten better about it. I feel like there's some areas of life I'm really good at not shoulding, and then others where it's not as good. You know what I mean?
I think I've gotten better at, you know, I would like to thank the Academy.
Okay.
And the person who made the TikTok about the elevator song for their dog.
What? Are you
She's
saying?
So brave,
okay,
and well behaved. She is not afraid, because I just sing that to myself, and I'm like, she is so brave.
She is,
and she's well behaved, and she's not afraid.
That's so beautiful.
And as cringy as I did find that song at first, I do think it has positively impacted my life, because I just sing it to myself, and I'm like,
good.
You know what? I am doing my best. And my best might not be very good, but that's okay. I'm doing my best.
You are doing your best.
So
take that.
There's that. What do you want most for the A-Spec community in the next year? Peace and quiet. But like not like quiet as in we're being silenced.
Yeah.
Just peace and quiet.
Yeah, I want people to leave us the fuck alone.
I want us to be heard when we wish to be.
Yeah.
And when I don't want your attention, don't fucking look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you saying the same thing?
Yeah.
What gives you hope? I think I say this every year, but like young people who continue to fight for good things in spite of the world being a dumpster trash bucket of shit juice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much to be disillusioned and anti-hopeful. What's the anti-hopeful?
Despondent. I don't know.
Depressed. Disengaged. So many things to be all of those things at. But we keep trying, even though it's hopeless word. Nailed it.
Published authors.
You know what I did today? One of my friends on Twitter posted a picture of some snow because she lives in Canada, and I saw the snow and I said, ooh, that looks like real wet, thick shit too. And my other friend responded,
why would you say that?
My other friend responded, me seeing this reply and not the tweet it was in response to on my timeline.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I said, I am a writer, an author, a weaver of words. And our friend Summer said, maybe you should be a smut writer with that filthy mouth.
I mean, yeah. Seems like you're Yeah.
I weave words. I was right, though. It was real wet, thick snow because it was right around freezing is what I was informed.
Yeah, but you didn't need to say that, you know.
Anyway, yeah, that has nothing to do with the question. No, it does which not. Was what gives you
gives
hope.
You gives hope. I mean, I think my answer is usually the same. This is like not on a macro level, but more on like a personal hope level.
Mm-hmm.
Is my cats, and I feel like pets in general. I feel like anytime I'm like feeling shit about myself or I'm like, I am the worst person ever, I'm always like, these stupid little idiots love me unconditionally. And that, you know, that really does something.
So silly. So silly.
It's just so nice. You're like, as shitty as I could be, these little cats, they'll still like me. And that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. You know what I have sometimes had the experience of this past year? If everything is very bad and then the cat misbehaves and I'm like, do you not see what I'm going through right now?
Yeah.
Like, now is not the time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do like to do that.
Like, if you're just like breaking down about something, and then the cat's like, I'm not going to stop scratching the couch. It's like, that's going to be the thing that's just going to push you over the edge.
Cat's like, time to lick my asshole while you're crying. Is this a good time?
Not even that. Just like, because that's not misbehaving. That's just being,
I suppose,
having no decorum.
I guess. That's just being rude.
Yeah. So animals, they're just like us. Why don't we don't lick our butts?
I'm sure some people do. I don't know
how. This is probably like the whole like dudes trying to suck their own dick thing. Like,
yeah, I guess most people probably can't.
Anyway, what are you most worried about right now? I got a couple. Genocide.
Yep.
Fascism.
Yep.
The decline of global democracy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that fall underneath those three categories.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones.
I would agree.
Great. A year from now, where do you hope the pod will be? On the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Really embarrassing if it just left.
Be kind of weird if it was elsewhere.
If it like became a poster in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah. I don't know how that would go.
Way less accessible. Great, yeah. For the people of Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
But they can listen to this pod, you know?
Yeah, they can get it, I assume.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from on a poster in Bozeman, Montana, where do you hope the pod will be a year from now?
I don't know where it is now, I guess. I don't know.
I hope it will not feel like a burden. I'm not saying it does now.
Yes.
I would hope that.
Yes. Yeah. Continues to be that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's more so in relation to myself, not in relation to the pod, but
fair.
I hope the pod's not a burden to you either, dear listener.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hope it stays chill. I don't know. I think we've gone through waves with this where especially I have been like very ambitious and have wanted it to be very big, and then I don't really feel that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I still want us to like reach the people who we need to reach, but I'm not trying to like make this my career or like, you know,
yeah,
put every waking minute of my spare time into it. I just want to, you know, I want it to be, my goal is for it to be like fun, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we've gone through waves where it's been like less fun than it was originally because it was originally just meant to be like just for fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want it to be something that we enjoy spending time on.
It's like, you know when Instagrams have like the label that's like business, and then there's, yeah, the one that's just for fun.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
That's us, just for fun.
A year from now, where do you hope you will be? I just wrote writing. I hope I'll be writing a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking about your roast from the other day.
I hope that motivates you. I hope it moves you.
Motivates, look at me.
You know what my
anger.
Cat is doing right now behind my computer? Writer? Licking her asshole.
No decorum.
Licking her asshole live on the pod.
No decorum.
I hope I'm still in the Boston area. I really don't feel like moving.
You took that literally.
Yeah, no, like that's a goal of it's literally a big goal of mine to not be moving next year.
Not move.
I mean, I'm going to move my apartment. I'm not going to resign my lease. Don't tell my landlords, but.
So you are moving.
So I am moving, but I don't want, you know what I mean? Not like, you know?
What's something you couldn't do this year that you hope to be able to do next year? I would like to travel for fun.
Yeah.
My family was originally supposed to go to Ireland next year. Mm-hmm. It's looking like it's now going to be 2025.
Boo.
For logistical reasons that are,
yeah,
probably for the better for all parties involved. But
yeah,
I only ever travel for, like, I traveled for pod things, and then I just fly back and forth to Michigan a lot. And like, I do,
yeah,
I do like going home, but I also would like to go somewhere, even if it's just like to fucking Joshua Tree or to Big Bear, and just. But again, this is a problem of like being a single bingle wingle.
Yeah, because
it's like, well, who am I gonna go with?
Yeah,
but I would like to do a vacation just to vacate.
That would be nice.
Doesn't have to be long. I would just like to vacate.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Well, that reminded me of another good thing from this year was that I went to Ireland and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
It was like my first big like adult.
Way to rub it in my face.
Sorry, it just reminded me. But it was my first like big adult trip, especially with like me and Dean. So it was.
Some of us studied abroad.
Formative. Some of us didn't. So. couldn't do this year that I want to do. I don't know. Fucking not travel as much. I don't know.
Get a third cat so you can stack them on top of each other like a triangle.
I can't do a third cat. Dean also like really wants a dog, so like
dog good.
Can't have a third cat and a dog. I know. Good. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer for that.
Okay. What is the one thing you want out of next year? This is like so stupid and cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But that was cliche, by the way. I don't think anyone understood that.
I got it.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, because we have worms for brain. Worms for brain? One brain.
We have one worms for brain. We have one long worm that goes across the United States. It goes from in one of my ears, out the other one, out across the world, into your ear.
No. It's giving parasite. I don't like it. I don't like that at all.
Worm brain.
Anyway, me and Kayla share one brain cell, and it speaks a weird worm. Language.
It's a worm.
Worm. What? Oh, on Sichwita, which is Megaboy Yoongi's YouTube show, the question he always asks his guests is like, as a person, not as like an artist or a whatever,
yeah,
like, what is your like dream, your one thing? And like, they all have very different answers. Like, some of them are like, I would like to achieve this thing in my life, and some of them are like, I'd like to go to France. None of them said that, but
sure.
But it's every time he asks that question, I'm like, damn, bro, I just want to be happy. I don't know. I can't think of specific things.
Fair.
And it is cliche, but
it is cliche, but it's true. It's cliche for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to continue my, like, relaxation journey. I don't know. I've explained it to my therapist.
Kayla wants to keep chilling.
Okay, listen, though. I've explained it to my therapist as, like, taking an early retirement from my like hustling 20s, because I feel like we achieved a lot very early in our 20s that a lot of people hustle their entire 20s into their 30s to achieve, you know? And I feel like I spent a lot of time feeling like I always had to be very productive. I always had to like do all this big stuff. And then I did it. And now I feel like I can kind of like fucking chill.
I think that's true for you.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
I just mean that in the sense of, like, as far as I'm aware, in your career, you're not like, I really want to do this next big thing. Whereas my career functionally hasn't started.
Yes, true. Like, I am not, in my career, I'm like good where I am. Yes, I'm not like the type of person who's like really trying to like climb a corporate ladder or like become a VP or whatever.
So, and I'm not super ambitious in the traditional sense, but I also am not doing the job that I want, that I ultimately want to do.
Yes.
So for me, I'm still very much in like grinding funky mode.
Yes.
But not.
No, I get what you mean. I mean, I think, yeah, our careers and our like goals that way are just very different.
I think for me, all the pod stuff has felt like a side quest.
Fair.
And that's why people are always like, Sarah, like you wrote a book. Like that's amazing. And I'm like, okay, but it's nonfiction.
Yes, it didn't get you closer to your ultimate goal, where I think I never had very clear set goals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to like be successful in some way, and this got me there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like I'm going to stop trying to do anything, but like this fulfilled kind of like what I was searching for, I guess.
Whereas I'm fucking brained so tiny, I said, I'm going to go into creative field where you have to keep getting new job every day.
Yeah.
And suffer always.
Not fun.
Why did I do that?
Because you're good at it.
At what cost?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Sometimes I'm just like, what if I just like wrote a book that did well and just like moved back to Michigan?
Sounds great to me.
But I can't do that. I don't, okay. I don't have a book right now.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you. What's one thing you want out of next year? Did we ask that question?
Yeah, I think that's what we just were talking about somehow.
Or was it the thing that there's two questions that are similar, which was something you couldn't do this year that you want to be able to do next year, and then one thing you want out of next year.
And we did both of those. Because I said what I want is to keep big chilling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you answered and I didn't.
You said happy.
I want a composter.
Okay.
What's one thing that made this year better?
My friends?
BTS.
I feel like that's probably what you said last year. I don't feel like checking.
In spite of it all.
But.
Great. If you could give the you from a year ago advice, what would it be?
Don't look at your book reviews, you stupid fucking idiot.
Stop it. Get some help.
Get a therapist.
What's something you're putting off doing right now? Getting a therapist.
Getting a therapist. Well, I need to finish my laundry, but I physically can't because it's in my roommate's room and they're probably going to bed right now. So I'm not so much putting it off as my roommate is putting it off for me. Going to bed? I don't know.
Yeah. Why do you do the pod?
Good. Good.
Because what would I do if I didn't?
Exactly.
You all answer that for us. Sum up the year with one song. This is a question that you hate.
Yeah, this sucks.
It's my favorite. I have a song.
I need to look at my Spotify.
It is D-Day by August D.
Oh, wait, I think I actually have one. Man's World by Marina. It's a good man-hating song. I feel like I really came into and accepted my man-hatingness this year.
Good for you.
And then my therapist keeps telling me it's fine every time I bring it up. So take that, everyone who's trying to cancel me.
That's a permission structure if I've ever
heard one. I don't know what to say. She keeps saying it's fine. So.
Yeah. Mine is D-Day by August D, which can best be described as aggressive, threatening optimism.
Oh, good.
You know?
I do.
Ending fun. What's the most memorable things the Aloes did this year? Every year, I'm like, damn, I should have prepared for this one. And I
think Gary, the Golden Bachelor, turning out to be evil is
that was all
up
I
there.
Could think of, too. Yeah.
Like, I think that's
recency bias.
Recency bias, but also, like, who would have thought, man?
Who would have thunk that one of the Bachelor contestants is bad?
I can't think of anything else. I don't know.
Okay. Great. Everyone tell us your most memorable thing the Olives did this year. Who is your most hated person this year?
I can't say that.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, my first thought was, but it's also pretty up there. The Israeli government? Is that a person?
I wrote down Bibi Netanyahu.
Okay, cool.
Who is in fact the prime minister.
Perfect.
I won't even call him Bibi. We're not, I don't know him like that. That's Benjamin.
Exactly.
What's one thing you'd like to say to our listeners? Last question. Make it good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you're cool.
I also think you're cool.
I know that I don't spend a lot of time in the Discord, but whenever I do, I'm like, wow, these fuckers are so cool, and I like them, and I'm glad that they're here, and I will probably not spend more time in the Discord on account of my brain can only handle three things,
because
it is worm, but...
Because it's a worm.
But y'all are great, and I'm glad that you have each other.
Yes, I'm very thankful for you all. I agree. It's very fun seeing the community that people have made together because of this pod. And I hope that it has helped you in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helped us.
It has. Like, I feel like we never answer the question.
It also kicked us in the nose.
It also kicked us in the nose. But I feel like we're always bad at answering the question of, like, why do we do the podcast? Because it's, like, hard to conceptualize.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously we would not be doing it if it did not bring us joy and a lot of stuff to our life. So
fulfillment.
Exactly. And that's because of you guys. Like, I don't think we would have kept doing it if people kept not listening. So
no.
Isn't there's like some stat about like 99% of podcasts or something never make it past like second episode or something. So pretty crazy.
We're beating the odds every day.
We really are. Every day.
We're at a 300.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
That was the podcast.
We did it.
We'll see you next year in more ways than one. Kayla, what's our poll for this week?
What do you mean?
Well, we'll see you next year, and that the next pod episode is in 2024, and we'll see you next year, as in we'll do this pod again next year.
Oh, I see. I thought you were like teasing, so I was like, are we going on tour?
No.
What do you mean?
No. Are we going on tour?
Not that I know of.
Are we announcing something to each other?
I do have something to tell you that I'm doing for the pod that you don't know about.
Are you getting married to it?
No, I'm going to the Association of like Communication Experts or whatever, some conference for people that study communications and do professor things. But they've like they're doing a conference, and there's like a sexuality like cohort, and they were like, we want to do a panel on people that are ASPEC and also a non-ASPEC identity, and do you want to do it? And it's in Michigan, it's in Grand Rapids. So I was like, okay, I'm a communications person, and I'm also this. And I just found out today that the panel got accepted, so I'm doing that in April.
Slay. The most ASPEC month, April.
April, perfect. Good. It's like, that's not when ACE week is.
You know, I said that before I thought of April, so I was just, it was just
hoping.
Rolling off my tongue.
Good.
Okay, cool. What? Everyone, our poll is, what is the most memorable things the Aloes did this year to you?
Yes. Yes.
Not to you personally, but like,
I mean, it can be. But...
In your opinion.
Yeah.
And then should we ask another question?
Maybe.
Sum up the year with a song. I want to know what your songs are. Give me your
recs, that's
dude.
A good one.
I
hate that
question. Because recently people were did their Spotify Wrapped and such. Some of my moots on Twitter were doing a thing where it's like, give me a number between 1 and 100 and I'll give you that number of song.
Oh, that's
from
fun.
My 2023 playlist. And I discovered a song that way that's a fucking bop, dude.
Good.
So
there you go.
It's called Last Day on Earth by Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
That's very silly.
Anyway, it's a good song. That's my song rec. Also, D-Day by August D.
Okay.
Great. Kayla, what's your beef and your juice for this week?
My beef is, Well, I got back into my house on Friday, but then it was a very busy weekend of celebrating being back in our house. And then now we have some house guests, and then I leave on Wednesday to go to a conference. So my life is just like...
Bingledy bongledy.
It's all over the place, which is stinky. My juice is my inhaler. It works.
Is it a liquid inside the inhaler?
I have to imagine so.
Like, is it a juice?
I think so.
And then
so.
It becomes a...
I don't see how it could be anything. I don't see how it could be anything other than a liquid in there. But yeah. I guess I can look it up.
Proper juice.
But yeah, it works. Wouldn't you believe?
Wow.
I know. Who would have thought?
My beef is BTS, rest of them going away. Jimin and Jungkook going together like besties. There's this thing that you can like apply for in South Korea where you basically apply to have a buddy.
That's very silly.
And they are each other's buddies.
That's cute.
And they're gonna be under Jin in his regiment.
Oh my gosh.
He's gonna be the boss of them.
That's funny.
And then also Namjoon and Taehyung are also doing the military, but not together like besties.
Boo.
My juice is... I think it'll be nice to have a little pod break.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice to be home for the holidays. Yep. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your... on our social media at SoundsFakePod. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/SoundsFakePod. If you'd like to give us your money there and fund all of our transcriptions and maybe something else now that we're not going to be spending all
of
our
money. Yeah, we have to figure it out now.
What are we going to do?
Okay, I'm looking up what's in an inhaler and I'm not getting any straight answers. It can be dry powder, meter dose, whatever that is, or soft mist. So I guess maybe it's not liquid? News to me?
Damn.
But when I did a nebulizer as a kid, I'm pretty sure that was liquid. Yes, liquid medicine into mist. But that I used a nebulizer as a child. So I don't know what mine is currently. It's like...
Don't explain it. Our $5 patrons who we are promoting this week are Sophia P., Tall Daryl.
Is this how you felt when I laughed at you? When you wanted to write. Is this how it felt?
Alex is Star and Alex is in Space. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Arcanist, who would like to promote The Trevor Project, Benjamin Ibarra, who would like to promote Tabletop Games, Boston Smith, who would like to promote their YouTube and TikTok at Your Buddy Boston, and Selena Dobson, who would like to promote the community. No, the Entertainment Community Fund to support striking workers. The strikes have ended. Selena, would you like to change your thing that you're promoting? If so, let us know. If not, I guess we'll just continue promoting that fund in preparation for the next strike.
Good.
Our other $10 patrons are Allison Ani, David Harris, Derek and Carissa Albitter, my Aunt Jeannie, Kayla's dad, Math, Martin, Giselle, Parker, Purple Haze, Wearfoot Backpacker, Song of Storm, and Val. Our $15 patrons are Ace, who would like to promote the writer Crystal Scherer, Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote twitch.tv/MelodyDia, Hector Maria, who would like to promote friends and supportive instructive help, go to the best provider person, Nathaniel White, who would like to promote NathanielJWayDesign.com, Kayla Zanina, who would like to promote KMagnetArt.com, and our $20 patron is Dragonfly, who would like to promote a lovely, delightful holiday season with absolutely no fucking conflict. And a happy new year. Without that one bitch on New Year's Rockin' Eve kissing a random
everybody.
Person. I hope she doesn't.
You are
I know
all
she will. But I hope she doesn't.
You are all invited to my New Year's party, if you can find it.
You're not invited to mine.
It's called 2020 Whore. I forget what the subtitle was. But it's slut-themed, so everyone has to dress like a little slut. Even if you're not one, you can just be a slut in spirit. So
my New Year's party is invite only. It's only for my family, but only certain parts of my family. It's very exclusive.
What? Yeah, I'll just be quiet about it. Want to say hi?
We're basically done.
Do you want to say hi? Billy was being a little shit the whole fucking time.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, ASMR.
Oh. It is I.
Oh.
Kayla is currently occupying our bed. We have guests in town, so they're taking up her office.
Anything else?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Dean. I know you can't hear me.
She said, I know you can't hear me.
But I'm sure you're saying something really profound.
Oh, yeah. Like, boogaloo.
She said, boogaloo.
You never let me down.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Dean.
This has been Dean. Thanks for listening. Tune in not next Sunday, but on Sunday, January 14th, 2024, for more of Us in Your Ears.
And until then, take good care of your cows.
Give them a little party blower for New Year's.
Oh, that was on the podcast?
Yeah. Why do you think I was holding up my microphone? Do you want to change anything you said?
I thought you were just still talking.
No.
I don't care.
Anything quality else I want to say stuff. To the people?
I would have rehearsed my lines better.
Bye!
We'll do some pickups later. Bye!
Wait, it's still recording?
It's still, yeah. Anything else?
No, it's the cows.
Okay, I'm really turning it off this time. Okay, goodbye.